This is Matthew Slozik. The date is May 12th, 2016, and I am speaking with Alan Eldridge III, and we're going to be talking about an isolated incident that occurred during his family history during the war. It's a story from his your grandmother, correct?
Right.
Okay, sounds good. So,
the time was the latter part of the Civil War, the Confederate march coming from Fayetteville, Bentonville, to fight in that battle when Sherman's troops were coming through Sampson County, the hearing community, and as my grandmother told it, my great-grandmother's family hid in the woods there in Sampson County when Sherman came through and had whatever belongings and keepsakes they could have, you know, with them to keep the Union troops from seizing them, and stood in the woods with grain in their hands to keep the livestock quiet while the troops did come through, and they were able to survive that with what belongings that they had. But Sherman's troops did burn the farm and took whatever they could take and marched on to the Battle of Bentonville.
Okay. That's pretty much the summary of that then?
Yeah.
And this farm was it, because you have two different ancestors, was it in Johnson County or Sampson County, this one?
I'm sorry, it was in Sampson County.
It was in Sampson, okay.
Yeah, Sampson County, uh-huh.
Okay, sounds good.
Which is the hearing community between Dunn and Clinton.
All right.
Is the crow flies from, say, Averysboro Battlefield to Bentonville Battlefield between the two, because you have your bordering counties there, Cumberland County,
right.
Harnett County, Sampson, and Johnston.
Okay. So, and you mentioned that your ancestors, they would hide the grain and everything like that. Did they do anything else to kind of, like, deter the Unionist soldiers? Did they hide some heirlooms? Did they, talk back to them? Was there any kind of just, I guess, conflict or something? Or some sort of, I don't know, just, is there any other details that might, you
well,
can add
they
on
had
to that?
Hide some of the heirlooms.
Okay.
For the simple fact is, you're talking about young girls, you know, they had to do what they had to do to keep from being raped,
right,
killed, because, I mean, you know, all the men folk pretty much that were of age were fighting in the Civil War.
Yeah, we're away at home.
Away, you know, fighting on the side of the Confederacy. So they had to do what they had to do to survive, you know, give them, you know, whatever meat that they had, whatever, you know, food that they had.
Okay.
You know, but as far as, you know, they hid their valuables, yes, to answer your question.
All right.
And because they were most interested in just trying, you know, to letting them come on through and just,
right,
and to and survive.
Just pillage the area and everything
pillage
like that.
Pillage the area,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay, sounds good. All right, so I can't really think of anything else, but we have a good summary and overview of, you know, what happened and everything like that. So, yeah, I think we're done for now. But, yeah, there we go.